Her name is Noelle. I have a dream about her. She rings my bell. I got gym class in half an hour. I know how she rocks in Keds and tube socks. But she doesn't know who I am, and she doesn't give a damn about me. 'Cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Yeah, I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Listen to Newfound Glory, baby, with you. Yeah.
I see you, and I raise you as my son.
Yes.
Blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
Knock knock.
All right, hold on. I think everything is set. Hey, do you hear my air conditioner?
I do not. Wait.
Okay, good.
I don't hear it. Should I hear it?
No, it's running full tilt just because it's hot as balls in my shop.
Balls in my shop. Oh, sorry.
I got home, and fed the dogs and did all the shit that I do when I get home, and didn't get home like early enough to start the AC and let it run for like, it's got to run for like 30 minutes before it's Nick level appropriate cool in the murder shop.
Right.
Because I like it cold. I like it cold as shit. It's like polar bear shit out in the snow for a while.
Well, yeah. I mean, if
it's actually cold.
Yeah.
As opposed to warm shit, which I don't like it warm. I like it cold. I like the temperature to be cold in rooms I'm in. I don't like feces. Making that clear.
Right. Yes.
Not a fan of poo.
You're not a feces fan? You're not a fecophiliac?
I'm not. That's a fetish I have never understood beyond feet. Like feet, I don't get.
Okay,
I can understand that. I can understand the paraphilia and how it might grow inside a dude to where he's got a foot thing. Shit, I don't get whatsoever. I can't wrap my head around it. Like, on me.
What did you call it?
What?
The foot thing.
It's a paraphilia.
Oh, okay.
There's definitely a name for it. Probably podophilia.
Podophilia, yes. Not to be confused with something that's spelled similarly, but with a different vowel near the beginning that you go to jail for.
Pedophilia.
Right. Not that.
No.
No.
That's not the same.
Although you can be a pedestrian when you walk with your feet. But if you like your feet a lot, you're not a pedophile.
And you could be, a pedopodophile.
You like children's feet?
Children. Yeah. I'm sure those dudes are out there. I'm not even sure. I know those dudes are out there. If you can name it, there's some dude who's like, yeah, that's my jam. Yeah. But that said, hey, James.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, James.
Hey, Nick.
Welcome to Dork.
Welcome to Dork. We're here and it is dorky time today.
I'm Nick Moore.
I'm James Brown.
And I'm Nick Moore, listening to Dork episode 180. Sorry about last week. Man. There was some schedule. There was what?
Time to turn around. It's 180.
we had some scheduling difficulties last week. But we didn't this week. So here we are.
We didn't.
Although
many things have been said about the things we're going to talk about, but not everything has been said. So we're going to say some things.
Yeah. So just fair warning, we're going to be talking about some pretty amazing stuff today. I think you know what it is. I think you're well aware of what this whole episode is going to be about.
Well, maybe not the whole episode, because we have things to look forward to as well.
Yeah. And that, of course, is they have greenlit Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure 3, a.k.a. Bill and Ted Face the Music. It is being produced. They are doing it. Yes.
Is Keanu
Reeves? Alex Winter and Keanu Reeves are in it.
Woo!
As Bill and Ted, they are they're going to be, you know, middle-aged rockers they've made thousands of songs, but they haven't written the big hit yet. And they're going to go on a time traveling adventure with a bunch of like different rock stars and people through history and their daughters.
With the rock stars' daughters, or no, Bill and Ted's daughters?
Bill and Ted's daughters.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
So, blam, that is happening. It's been rumored for years, years and years. They kept talking about it. Ken Reeves was like, "Yeah, I'm totally down to do it." They started production on John Wick 3, so it's probably going to be a little bit. But it's on. It is a go. It's definitely happening. So
yes,
blam.
The world is good.
Aha. What else happened?
Well, there's a new Venom trailer. Well, when? I mean, I guess we talked about it, but like, you know, that's, we talked about it a little bit, but I hadn't seen it when we were talking about it. But now I've seen it a couple of times.
Yeah.
On the big screen.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down. I'm going to see it.
Yeah, this Eddie Brock, in my experience before, was like not as sympathetic a character as the guy in this film, which if you're going to make a movie about somebody, you don't want him to be an asshole completely, right?
Yeah, and there's none of Woody Harrelson in it. Woody Harrelson's going to be playing Carnage.
Oh, yeah, that really fits.
He's going to do a very good job.
Yeah.
Like, how do you do a Venom movie without Spider-Man? Well, you put in Woody Harrelson as fucking Carnage. And
right. Because,
oh, God.
Because if you put Spider-Man in the villain in the Venom movie, then Spider-Man is a hero, Venom is a villain. You put Carnage in the movie, Venom is automatically the hero. Because, like, you know, it's way lesser of two evils, no matter how you slice it.
With your big, long Carnage claws.
Mm.
Yeah, so that looks cool. I saw a bunch of trailers last week.
Did you see them in the theater?
Yeah, I did. I did. There were a lot of like superhero kid movies coming out.
Like
there's one where I don't remember what it was called, but it was like all the kids in the world die except for a few. And the ones that are left all have superpowers.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember what that's called. It's not for me. It's for a 13-year-old. Like, I don't give a shit.
It's like based on a book or a book series.
And then there's one about a kid who finds this like a super high-tech gun. And that's like the whole movie. He finds this super high-tech like alien gun. And he's like a 12-year-old boy. And he goes around shooting people. So that, like, just, you can hear my tone of voice describing it. I'm like, who gives a fuck? That sounds like it sounds like an episode of X-Files. Like, it should be 45 minutes long, but they made a whole movie with it. So whatever. But I saw these trailers in the theater because I went and saw a movie last week. I know I don't do it very often, but I did go and see a movie last week.
Wait. Was it The Darkest Minds? Is that the one about the kids with the superpowers?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't remember. Like, that's a little of a shit I gave. I did not commit it to memory.
I mean, I saw this. I saw it when I saw a movie with Jane, and I can't remember what it was that we saw now. But I saw the Venom movie, or the Venom trailer, and that other movie that, what's his face, Woody Harrelson is in. Yeah, there was a preview for Solo at this.
Oh, Solo, well. Yeah. Which, again, I'm going to see. It looks like a fun heist movie. It could be good. I don't know. Again, I'm not, like, super jazzed about it. I'm like, oh, yeah. Solo.
Why you have to be Solo?
Solo, yeah.
The Darkest Minds, that's what it is. Yeah. Because there's, like, these kids that have, like, colors on their faces and stuff.
Yeah.
And she's the one that's really powerful.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, yeah, there was some. What was this other big movie?
I finally went and saw Rampage. with The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, and some giant animals. Man, that is an action-packed movie. I can't imagine a bigger blockbuster to lead into the summer movie season than Rampage, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. There's a lot of heart in it, a lot of fun. You know, it's a really good popcorn movie.
Did any of the animals eat any people?
I didn't see Rampage.
So that's what the video game was about. Like, that's how you got extra.
I have it on my phone.
Yeah.
But no, I did not see that movie. However,
did you see Nazi?
I did not see that movie. You can hear me. I'm cracking a beer.
Are you cracking a beer? Are you drinking alcohol?
I am. It's been a while, but I got a couple cold ones in the shop. A couple Yingling Black and Tans. Because I went and saw Infinity War.
Avengers Infinity War.
So as of right now, this is a spoilerific episode.
Spoiler warning. Spoiler.
We're just going to talk about Avengers Infinity War at length and going to spoil the shit out of it. I think it's been enough time. Like, it drove me nuts that right when it came out, like the Thursday it came out, and the next day people were already posting stuff about it. I'm like, dude, you got to give the public a little time.
I mean, that's unreasonable. I mean, I go see it on Thursday nights so I don't get spoiled. But, you know, I also like, there's also like that, ooh, I'm going to be the first person in this time zone, among the first people in this time zone to see it, you know?
Yeah. And I went and saw it Sunday, which is pretty good for me.
Sunday of opening weekend.
Yeah. But I still had to fight to avoid. No, I'm sorry. It's Monday. I went and saw it Monday night. And I had to dodge social media, like, you know, incoming wasps is all over me. Even though I kind of knew what was going to happen, I didn't know exactly what was going to happen. There are a lot of things that happened that I was like, wow, I didn't. Okay. But like, overall, I kind of knew how it was going to happen because there's going to be a second one.
Yeah.
So I had an idea. But let's start from the start and take it away.
If you're a big fan of how Thor Ragnarok ended,
yeah,
then you're probably not going to like the beginning of Avengers Infinity War.
Not at all. Because what?
Like,
everyone's dead. The whole of Asgard.
Yeah, like, I thought he was just going to kill half of them, but then, like, the ship exploded, so does that mean all of them? But later on, Thor made a reference to, like, oh, he killed half my people. I'm like, I don't know that half of them made it, because you were floating around in space, and you're a god, so the other people that were floating around in space...
Unless they got in lifeboats.
Yeah.
And, like, just hauled ass.
Yeah, and there was no, like, reference to whether or not Korg or Valkyrie made it.
Yeah.
Definitively. I mean, there's some people who's like, oh, that looks like Valkyrie's body over there. But like, come on, it's Tessa Thompson. She's a badass. You know, I'll give her a non-screen death. I don't know. I'm assuming she made it. That's my belief.
Don't believe shit. Did you do, there was a website thing where you could click and see if you survived Infinity War. Did you do that?
Oh, no. What was it? Just put, did I survive?
Yeah, you click on it, and it tells you whether or not you survived. Thanos
is autocomplete.
Yeah. I survived. So, you know.
I don't know. Do I want to know this? Did Thanos kill you? Oh, this is a thing about it. So, let me work the thing. Hold on. Did Thanos kill me? Did Thanos kill me? It's basically going to... Oh, I was spared by Thanos. Dork podcast lives on.
Aha! Episode 181, where we talk about how all the people disappeared.
Yeah, and they're close with them, too. That's interesting.
So, like, yeah, we might as well just get to the end of it where, like, Thanos does indeed snap his fingers.
Yeah, we'll zigzag. We'll zigzag.
And half the universe disappears. And he just like in Infinity War, he sits down on his farm and looks out at the sunset. Way to go, man.
The sun rising on a grateful universe.
Yeah.
And that whole shit at the end where it says, instead of saying the Avengers will return, it says Thanos will return.
Thanos will return. So I walk out of the theater and there is a group of about 8 black dudes standing by the door talking. And they are all like, man, they killed all the brothers. They killed T'Challa. They were pissed. They killed. So they even took a minute to kill Nick Fury.
I was War Machine made it. Don Cheadle made it.
He did, but like he's got robot legs. they're like, all right, we're gonna kill Falcon. We're gonna kill T'Challa. We're gonna kill Nick Fury. Go ahead, bring him in. We're gonna kill him. Let him use his space beeper. Summon Captain Marvel, and then he's gonna die.
Motherfuck.
But yeah, I thought it was pretty funny. Yeah. I was like, yeah, okay, they die, but it's like at the end, they made it all the way, I guess. You know, but yeah, I thought it was pretty funny. So did you see what James Gunn said? Somebody asked him what I Am Groot what meant at the end.
Oh, is that what that was a reference to? The thing that just said, Dad.
Yeah. That's what it meant when he reached for Rocket and went, I'm Groot. He was saying, Dad. Disappeared. Stab you in the heart.
Oh, fuck. Oh.
Because he raised him.
He did.
From a little sapling. I'm Groot. Aw. So, yeah. That's the beginning by everybody. So, back to the beginning. Thanos fucking kills Loki. Throttles him.
That was after he killed Heimdall.
Yes. But I figured Heimdall wouldn't survive. Idris Elba's got shit to do.
Well, they all got shit.
Austin's got shit to do. So I don't know if he's going to be back or not. Cool. He may make like a cameo, but pop in. I think Tony and Cap are going to both croak like permadeath in the next one. Because they got shit to do.
Yeah, and it's a high percentage chance.
Anybody else you think? I think maybe Don Cheadle will go to take out War Machine.
It's a chance. I mean, I don't know that Tony and... There. Yeah, I know. But I don't know that Tony and Don Cheadle will... Or Tony. Tony and Rhodey will go.
I don't know, man. They could... I could totally see them taking... what's her name? T'Challa's sister, Shuri? Mm-hmm. Turning her into Ironheart.
I mean, they could. But, like, you know, why would they, like... I mean, I guess they... translated Bucky into White Wolf, even though that's a totally different character. But I mean, but like Shuri in the comics, like became Black Panther at one point. So
yeah, but I don't think like there's no way that Chadwick Boseman's like done.
No, but I can see her like standing in for part of, you know, at some point, like she makes her own like robotic body that like has pre-programmed martial arts abilities in it.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah, but like you need another Iron Man. I don't know what. I mean, or you don't. You just fuck off. Spider-Man's definitely coming back because he got another movie coming. And I love the Iron Spider suit. I thought that was fucking cool.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of interesting, you know, watching movies that are made, you know, because movies, not that they have like a short timeline of like when the story takes place, but they like usually take place in a, you know, a very focused area, a period of time or like, you know, storyline. So like all this stuff, like Spider-Man's been in existence since the early 1960s, right? So you've got like all this history of all these things happening, and so like you try to cram in like the most significant points into a short amount of time, relatively speaking. So this is only the third movie that Spider-Man's been in, and he's already doing the Iron Spider thing, which is, you know, it's kind of weird because like, you know, in the comics it took him like, you know, 50 years to get to that point.
Yeah, so, but it was, you know, kind of recent.
Yeah, I know. So it's like it's just kind of interesting to me. Because usually like, okay, well, these characters have to go through this and this and evolve into this. But like, you know, it's a movie. We got 2 hours. You know, they're here, boom. And then they're like, you know, they're doing the Dark Phoenix saga in the second movie. Bah, you know.
Blam!
Blam! You know, they pull the gun really quick. They pull the gun. That's not what I meant to say. Pull the trigger. I understand why it's necessary, but it's just kind of like, I wish they had, you know, when people say like, oh, I wish they would make a movie out of my favorite book, what they actually mean is like, I wish they would, you know, do word for word what happens in the book and just put it on screen and not squeeze it into a shorter version in any particular way.
Yes.
Yeah. I wonder what they're going to do. Then they've talked about this with the Marvel Cinematic Universe on TV, like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. Like all this next season, or is like half the cast going to be gone? Or are they just going to kind of do like some kind of time travel thing where they go back in time and or something like that? Because they went forward in time for most of this, most of this current season.
I don't know, man. Okay, so Heimdall, Loki, dead.
Gamora.
Well, Hulk gets sent to.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're going. Yes, I thought we were just talking about deaths, but we're talking about timeline. Things happen. Heimdall.
Hulk gets Heimdall sent says, to.
Go home. Strange. Yeah.
Give me the power, Master. Bam. Yeah. Thanos beats the shit out of the Hulk, which is why I think he won't come out. He gets scared.
Yeah, I mean, in Hulk's defense, Thanos did have the Power Stone. And Hulk is out about power. So if Hulk can't like be more powerful than somebody, he's going to be like, okay, well, I'm going to stay the fuck back.
I'm going to hide out here, man.
I mean, Hulk is, you know, basically a large child. He's like, that's like his reasoning level. You know, he's like, I don't know, 7-year-old maybe. Probably like, you know, maybe younger than that.
Yeah. Hulk, raging fire.
Yes.
But yeah, so he gets sent to Doctor Strange's house, fucks that shit up. In a scene reminiscent of the Silver Surfer getting sent to Doctor Strange's house, Sanctum Sanctorum. Crashing through. Hey, Thanos is coming. Fuck. Fuck, shit, fuck, shit. Shit, fuck.
Who?
Shitty, fuck, fuck.
Shitty, fuck, fuck.
So we get that fight with Black Dwarf and what is it? The Maw?
Ebony Maw.
Ebony Maw. Which was fucking slick as shit. I thought that was very cool.
Yeah, that's like the most effective use of telekinesis I've seen in a while.
Yeah, and I liked that they had him like flying around all like erect, like just a big weird creepy fucking mouthpiece.
Yeah, because he's like he basically does nothing physically except for gesture. You know, he's just like almost like he's conducting. He's like, mm-hmm. You know, he's gonna raise all these bricks. And like, you know, with the open hand and like make a little gesture with my hands and they're all going to turn into spikes. Then I'm going to send them. And you know, he gets so pissed off whenever he like even gets like a scratch on his face. He's like, oh, you motherfuckers, you just earned a slow death.
Sons of bitches.
Son of bitch. Sheet.
Yeah, that dude is pretty brutal. I like Black Dwarf's big old chain axe-y thing. That's fun.
And I like how they cut off his hand. Like, I didn't even think about it until later when he's like in Wakanda fighting and it's like, oh, he's got a mechanical thing on the end of his wrist now. He's going to turn into a drill. He's going to try and like drill the Hulkbuster armor off of. Yeah,
I didn't notice that. I'm going to have to rewatch it.
Yeah, well, I've seen it twice, so I saw it again on Sunday. But yeah. So yeah, Black Dwarf, is that what his name is?
I think so.
Yeah. The children of Thanos.
Yeah, I didn't like. Again, I wasn't like, oh, there's those guys.
Yeah, I didn't know any of their names. But like, I mean, some of them seem familiar. I was like, oh yeah, Ebony Maw. I think I've heard of him.
Yeah, it's Black Dwarf, Corvus Glaive, Ebony Maw, Proxima Midnight, and Supergiant. Who wasn't in it?
Yeah, it would have been interesting. I mean, just to see like villains that we were more familiar with. But you know, since they all had to die, it's not like you're gonna be super attached to them.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I see, a bunch of people I know went and saw it before I did, and I see all these posts on Facebook like, oh. Avengers, they did us wrong. I'm not okay. I don't feel. And I was like, okay, so it's gonna end like he's gonna take out half the universe, like snap his fingers, and a bunch of people are gonna die. That's gonna happen. I didn't like at the end of it when everybody's disappearing. I wasn't like, no. I was just like, okay. I mean, I'm glad that they went that way with it. I was, you know, that was a great way to do it. Like, let it in. Let him. He does it.
Yeah, I thought it was beautifully done. Like the way they just kind of dissolved into leaves. Mm-hmm. Or flakes, whatever.
Yeah.
That was beautifully done.
But I didn't walk out of it like a wreck. I was just like, wow, that was ballsy. I'm glad they did it like that, you know? The Captain Marvel nod at the end, that was cool, but it wasn't like the coolest part of that was that like Nick Fury got killed. I was like, holy shit. Like that was more of a thing for me. Like, I thought like it, like Samuel L. Jackson's like walking through New York, like pushing his way past people. I'm like, oh, he's gonna like get a group together and like say, nope. Oh shit, no, he's disappeared. Fuck. Like that was more of a thing. And I was like, oh, it's Captain Marvel. He's coming. Well, all right. Groovy. I knew that was happening, but but taking out Nick Fury to me was more of a that was the big kick for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty, yeah. I mean, I guess you like flip a coin whether or not people lived and stuff, but
yeah, they took out pretty much all the Guardians.
Yeah, all except for Rocket. Sorry, I saw like a little meme where like, you know, it was like Guardians of the Galaxy Part 3, and it was just a picture of a raccoon on a road.
My favorite meme to come out of all of it is the stuff with Wong. Have you seen that? Where he like who was it? Who was the last person to talk to him? Was it Tony?
It was Bruce.
Yeah. He's like, so what are you doing? The Sanctum Sanctorum is not protected. He just goes, bam, and like closes the thing, goes back in. And then everybody else goes off to fight Thanos. So like there's been tons of memes of like Wong just going, peace out. He's like, oh, you guys are going to go fight Thanos? Man, that's crazy. Y'all be careful. Like, just fuck that shit. I'm gonna go hang out at the house, man. Wow. Good luck. Don't call me. Probably be masturbating.
So the scene where Thanos and Iron Man are fighting and Thanos like finally like stabs him through the the abdomen. Uh-huh. And Stephen Strange is like, hold on, don't kill him. I'll give you the time, Jim, if you spare him. You think that's all part of the stuff that Doctor Strange saw?
Yeah, that's the timeline.
Like, yeah, when he's like, okay, these things, this is the one thing that has to happen. Tony has to survive past this point. You know,
and Thanos half the universe has to disappear, and we can fix it because it's comics.
Yes. Yeah, I remember. It's been so long since I've read the actual Infinity Gauntlet story. I know at one point, you know, Thanos has the Infinity Gauntlet, and the heroes are fighting him, and Nebula, her character is a little bit different in the comics. She's like kind of like fucked up in the head and like not, you know, like very much in touch with reality. Mm-hmm. She's like kind of almost a walking zombie. Like she's halfway catatonic, but she can like amble around. And there's some like awareness that catches her at some point, and she's like, you know, Thanos is not paying any attention to her because he's like totally not worried about her. And she steals the gauntlet and like kicks Thanos the hell, out of reality basically, and then takes on all these other cosmic entities. So I don't know like what part Nebula is supposed to play in any further part of the story, but I think if they want to pay homage to like, you know, at least that particular storyline, that original 6-issue mini, limited series about the Infinity Gauntlet, she's going to have a pretty like linchpin role in some part in the next Avengers movie.
That'd be a good send off. Because she's going to fucking die.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she is. I don't know.
But Gamora's going to come back.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I don't know if she's going to do some kind of like trade thing where she's going to send her soul off so that Gamora can live or something like that. But I wouldn't be surprised because I don't know.
Okay, another little another little Easter egg thing that popped in that I fucking loved was Red Skull.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, when he like popped up, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
They closed his loop. That's fucking fantastic.
That's one thing I also love about going to Thursday night shows on you know, opening weekend is like the audience, like, is these are the people that like know what the fuck is happening. So when the Red Skull appeared, you know, and everyone's like, oh shit, you know, you have like all these collective gasps in the audience, and I was like, oh god damn myself, you know. So I was like, I'm right there with you. Oh, and I'm also glad I don't have to go to midnight showings anymore, because that's too fucking late to be up when you got to get up at 5:30 to teach kids. That anyway,
is entirely too early, dude.
It is entirely too early, yeah. Unless you take a massive nap beforehand. But anyway. So yeah, Red Skull.
That made me very happy.
Yeah. Too bad, like, it wasn't it wasn't Hugo Weaving that came back, but you know, that's...
Yeah, he's got shit to do.
I think, what's his name, whoever did it, I can't even remember his name now, but he's like one of those excellent voice actors, and he did a really good job.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like other moments like that where I'm just like, yeah!
Oh, I think, well, the audience, I mean, I can tell you when there was like really good audience reactions, and you know, like I said, a Thursday night show is not one, you expect people not to make distracting noises, but you expect them to be like really into it, so they may clap, they may cheer, they may gasp, which I'm fine with. I don't always do it myself, but you know. But when Captain America made his first appearance, he's on the other side of those, you know, subway trains. Mm-hmm. You first see his dark silhouette, and then like he, like, you know, Proxima like throws her lance at him. I think it was Proxima, but and
yeah, and he catches it.
He catches it, and then he like steps into the light, and everyone's like, "Yeah, fuck yeah!" And he's got like the outfit that's all like dark. You know, it's not like red, white, and blue.
It's all black.
Yeah, he's just the captain or whatever.
It's like, I'm wearing all black because I'm going to Wakanda. I'm going to fit in. Smooth.
Oh, that was another thing. When they were like, where are we supposed to go? And where can we do this? Where can we take the mind stone off of Vision's head? And you hear the sound, the soundtrack, the Wakanda. It's like...
Yeah.
And like the crowd is like already clapping when they hear that. I'm like, yeah. And then like when the fucking Black Panther statue... like is on screen, everyone's like, yeah, fuck yeah, and then it says Wakanda at the bottom, they're like, yeah, triple fuck yeah, you know. fuck yeah. And then you see Bucky and they're like, yay, Bucky, and you see hearts popping over the fucking audience because everybody loves Bucky.
Yeah, Carol's seen all the movies except for Black Panther, and so when the Dora Milaje the Dora Milaje pop up, she's like, oh, are they like badass women warriors? I'm like, oh yeah. Yeah, that's the shit's about to go down.
Yeah, I mean, you see a few of them in Captain America Civil War.
Yeah, but you don't see them doing anything.
No. Well, you just see them like standing off against Black Widow and saying, moved.
Or you would be moved.
Yes. As entertaining as that would be. I can't do a Chadwick Boseman Black Panther.
As entertaining as that would be. James, you really should work on that.
I can't do it.
That is an accent you should have. You could use it all the time.
Africa!
Yeah, dude, like, you could totally rock that shit. Like, just going to pick up a pizza. Hello, yes, I would like a large meat lovers.
I would like
buy you drinks all over fucking New Orleans.
I would like the meat lovers.
Who's this dude? Sounds like he's from fucking Wakanda. Beer's on me.
I come from Wakanda. Yes. My father was king, but I would never be king.
Yeah, I'm not. I will not be king.
My brother stole my birthright.
He's a dickhead. I hate him. That's why I drink.
That's why I drink.
Yeah, you got to work on that, dude.
I'll work on it.
You got to rock that shit.
I want to sound like Katanga from Raiders of the Lost Ark. That's what I want to sound like. Leave us to go.
Very nice. Mm-hmm.
Whatever you want from Jones, take it, but leave us the girl.
Yes. Mm.
You'll be lucky if we don't blow you out of the anyhow.
So like, having seen it twice, what are the big like moments? Okay, so like with the Guardians of the Galaxy, when they first pick up Thor, love that shit.
Oh yeah.
Like no, he is not a dude. You are a dude. This He's is a man.
It's like a pirate and an angel had a baby. I love that they also call Rocket Rabbit. He's like Rabbit, come with me, just
Rabbit, more power, rabbit!
More power, rabbit. Yeah,
Dinklage as the king of the dwarves? Fucking yes.
Oh.
Like, I knew he was in it. I thought he did a voice. And then he appears and he's huge. I was like, oh, fuck you. That's great. That is so great. But they're like, they came to him and they're like, hey, Peter, we want you to play a dwarf.
Oh, yeah, it's very funny. Get the fuck out.
No shit, huh? Another one of these roles? No. You're king of the dwarves. Great. Oh, well, you're doing fucking Willow too. Yeah. I'm a serious goddamn actor at this point. Okay, you're going to be bigger than Chris Hemsworth. Like, physically huge. I'm listening. I did just do a Doritos commercial, so I'm open. That was great. The
what was it, Busta Rhymes? He did that one.
Busta Rhymes. But like,
Morgan Freeman did the Missy Elliott one.
Seeing the forging of Stormbreaker was fucking slick as shit.
Oh yeah, I like Groot's contribution to that as well.
Yes, that was great. Where he finally had to like put his shit down and like grow the fuck up, get some shit done, man. And then seeing him like spearing those weirdo alien things, and like, you're like, yes, Groot is back. He's kicking ass.
And then he dies in front of his
father. Oh, no. Gotta make it count. Gotta make it count. And it worked. As much as it did. And like, so like when Black Widow destroys, it kills Vision, I was like,
you mean Scarlet Witch?
Yeah, Scarlet Witch. You know, color plus noun woman
not,
fighter.
Not the person played by Scarlett Johansson. It was a character named Scarlet Witch.
Right? Fuck that. I have a beer in me. Like, when she took it out and, you know, it was like, yay! I was like, no, he's got the time stone. What are you going
to... Yeah, I was like, Thanos isn't really trying. You can tell. He's not trying. He wants her to feel this. Because that's what makes him a great villain. I mean, that's one of many things that makes him a great villain. Besides the fact this entire movie was about Thanos, basically.
Yeah. And I thought it was good. I thought he was a good villain.
Yeah, I thought so too. The whole CGI thing worked. I mean, like, there's been other ones where like, oh, the CGI is not good enough. But this was definitely good enough. Mm-hmm. He was like, now is not a time to mourn. Now is no time at all. Oh, such good writing.
The only problem I have with Thanos really is like, I want to go, dude, you have an infinity gauntlet. Just make more food. Or some extra planets and put the people on the, like, what are you fucking doing?
That was one of the memes I saw. It's like, you know, like it showed like Peter Quill and Tony Stark talking, and like Peter Quill is like, okay, you've got 6 kids and 3 chairs. And Tony Stark is all like, build 3 more chairs. And then Thanos walks up and he's like, kill half the kids. And they look at him like,
yeah, I was like, if that's your problem, man, just you can do whatever you want. You're a god. So make some goddamn, you know, killing everybody off only makes sense if you're trying to court death, which you're not, because nobody's talked about that shit since Avengers.
To take them on is to court death.
So why don't you just make more space, make the planets bigger, like you or whatever, do whatever you want, you get the fucking infinity gauntlet. Like, the whole overpopulation thing is bullshit. That's all these economists were like coming out and being like, and sociologists were like, look, the whole overpopulation thing is it's a bullshit argument. Here's all the numbers, blah, 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 blah. There's more than enough food and, you know, caloric creation to sustain twice the population on Earth right now. It's a matter of distribution and blah, blah, blah. Like, there was a great Superman comic. I don't know if you read it or not, where the powers that be let him feed the world for a day. He's like, give me a day to feed the world. And they give him all the resources he needs. And he's like going to these like war-torn African countries and delivering the food. And all the warlords like take it at gunpoint and don't distribute it. And he's like, I could kill all of them, but like, it's like, basically breaking down. He's like, you know, people starve even if you're Superman because of, you know, corrupt powers of B and assholes here and there. Food gets wasted. Basically, he tries to fix it, solve world hunger in a day, and even Superman can't. It's a complex issue, unless you have an Infinity Gauntlet, in which case, blam.
Yeah.
You just make everybody not have to eat. There you go.
Problem solved. Yeah. There you go. If law of conservation of mass or law of conservation of energy, whichever one you want to fuck up. You got the Infinity Gauntlet. You can create more stuff, or you can make people function without taking in energy. Mm-hmm. Whatever works. It's your power.
Yeah, dude. Just do whatever. But I love that killing half the universe toasted the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah, because that's like, it's a pretty tall order.
Like it sounded like when your explosion goes off in the, like when a pipe bomb explodes. It's kind of like a poof. You look at it, it's all smoking. It's like that's pretty groovy. I thought that was cool.
What did you do? What did you do? The thing I've been talking about the entire movie.
Yeah, I have been very open about this.
I thought we had an exclusive relationship. No, I've been very open.
Yeah, I thought we were good. Yeah. We're not cool?
We're not cool. I'm cool. You cool?
I thought we were cool.
I was spared by Thanos.
You were what?
I was spared by Thanos. I'm just repeating that.
Oh, you're good?
I'm good. Yeah, so what's up with Hawkeye?
And Ant-Man.
Well, Ant-Man, we're going to see what's going on with Ant-Man. He's got his own movie coming out.
I don't think it's going to run concurrent.
No, I think it's going to take place beforehand, because otherwise everybody would be like, how come all these people are alive?
Yeah, but it looks fun. I'm really psyched about that movie. I'm more psyched about Deadpool, but
yeah,
I'm psyched about Ant-Man and the Wasp, because again, it looks like they're like, let's make a fun movie. Let's have fun. And
yeah,
that whole movie, I had fun watching that fucking flick. Carol did too, right up until they killed Anthony. She's like, oh, they're going to kill him? God damn it.
Anthony, no.
She was really mad. She just, but it, because it was contrite, she was just like, what? Come on.
You see the one wing?
Yeah, you know, you're going to fucking kill that. God damn it. But yeah, I that's going to be fun. What else is coming out this year?
Venom and Ant-Man. Yeah, I mean, Ant-Man's going to be the third movie in the cinematic universe to come out in this calendar year. So, and then next year is what's her name? Captain Marvel. And then the next Avengers movie,
mm-hmm.
which will be May 3rd of 2019, which is the day before my wedding, by the way. Did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah. Well, you know Jane and I are engaged, right?
You haven't told the podcast.
Okay. Hey, Jane and I are getting married. Podcast people.
You're getting married on Star Wars Day?
We're getting married on May the 4th, be with you, 2019.
Motherfucker. That's what? Awesome.
Yeah. Sorry, Nick. We can't all get married in October.
Yeah. There's a lot of shit going on in October.
Yeah.
You gotta get that one date designed in the game.
Yeah, well, we want there to be a crawfish boil, because we're gonna have it at the house is the plan.
That's so cool.
We're gonna it's gonna be a crawfish boil, and people are gonna be partying, and we're gonna stop it for 10 minutes, have our ceremony, and then go back to crawfish boil.
You got somebody doing it already?
Yeah. Sorry.
That's fine. I don't take it personal. You know, I mean, we here at Nick Moore wedding ceremonies know that you have a choice when you get married. We appreciate it when you choose us, but you know, I don't take it personal when friends choose someone else to perform their wedding, as long as it's somebody really important in their lives, you know, that it matters, you know, that it's somebody that's not
It is somebody. It's a good friend of both of ours.
Good. That's great. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. I'm glad you're. Glad you have a friend.
If Jane work. Liked you, then yes, then you'd probably be, in like Flint, but no.
Right?
Right.
I'm totally going to supersede it. As soon as it starts, I'm going to be like, nope! Nope! I, by the power vested in me, declare you man and wife. I'm signing the papers. You guys, it'd still be legal. Like, there's nothing she can do. You're just taking a, I use my powers.
I will say you have one of the best like preemptive laughs. Like ha ha ha. Like I love that. Like some when I'm imitating you in my brain, like sometimes I go ha ha. But
I use it a lot.
You're definitely invited to the bachelor party, which will involve us going to see Avengers 4, whatever the name of the movie is.
I'm in.
Yes.
Totally in. That's a bachelor party I can get behind. I will bring whores. I'll make them dress up.
Whores in the theater.
Yes.
Ooh. Let me see. Which one would I prefer?
Whatever one you want, dude.
I don't know. Gamora is the first one that came to mind just because the green thing is a novelty. But
dude, no, I was figuring I would get you like a super group of all the phoenixes through the years.
No. I mean, that's cool. That's great. But I need a She-Hulk, Nick.
Okay.
I need.
Well, we'll do it. We'll have a Dark Phoenix, a She-Hulk, a Mary Jane.
She has to be taller than me.
And a Squirrel Girl.
Ooh, Squirrel Girl.
Or what was it? No, who is it? Big Barda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's DC. My historically speaking, my loves have been Marvel Comics and Batman. So. Although there's a lot of Dark Horse and shit. I like Hellboy and all that kind of stuff too. But
just get you a lot of tall chicks and make them put the costumes on.
Oh yeah.
What does it fucking matter?
Because
we'll get a WNBA team to like come in and be like, y'all dress up in these outfits. They're really small. No, they're regular sized. Y'all are a bunch of freaks. Put them on. Put them on. Which makes it better. Yes.
I need a She-Hulk, Nick.
Well, you're getting one. May 4th, 2019.
Jane is only 6 feet tall. I'm like 6'2 or 6'3. I haven't measured myself recently. I need someone who's taller than me. That's all I need.
Well, this means she's my height, and that's huge. Because I'm 6 feet tall, and I regularly get referred to as big guy. Hey, big guy. Okay.
Oh. I just met some people at my... It's going to be my new job today, and one of them is 4'10".
Wow.
So
that's precious.
Yeah, I kept wanting to like reach over and like pick her up by the head.
I am doing a wedding Saturday, and the whole family of the bride is about that. They're all like 5 foot tall. It's a whole tiny family.
Tiny families.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome.
Yeah.
He was pocket size. Like the dad was a Marine, and like he wasn't a Marine stateside. I asked him, like, so what did you do when you're in the Marines? He's like, well, I spent some time in Guatemala. And I was like, Guatemala? What are we doing in Guatemala? He goes, ah, I killed some guys. like he killed people. He killed a lot of people. Like the way he said it, he told me about a phone call once where he was calling his newly married wife, right?
Uh-huh.
Like they haven't been together that long, and he's on the phone with her. And like she's hearing like bang, 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 like stuff hitting metal. And she's like, what is that? And he goes, we're getting shot at. So like just casually, like there's bullets whizzing over his head. Like he's like seriously one of the coolest guys I know. But like just because he's like, yeah, I did things. And and now everything is just like even my busiest day at work is cake.
Yeah.
You don't know. He doesn't have like a 1,000-yard stare or anything. He just like has perspective. And he's just like, yeah, I mean, I can poop in air conditioning now. It's life's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, any other Avenger Infinity War stuff you wanted to talk about?
Who else died permanently? There was
a
Loki
lot.
And Heimdall, and Gamora's dead. But like outside of like any death, like outside of the
outside of the final
dissolving to leaves. Oh, Vision? I don't know, like. But Vision's a robot. So
yeah, he's a robot. Like,
especially they could bring him back, but he may be different. He's probably going to.
Well, sure, he was working on him. So, like, already, blam, that doesn't even. Nah.
Yeah.
Not even a thing. Not that doesn't even bother me in the slightest.
Yeah.
I did love that Rocket was like, I'm going to get that arm. Like, that, I thought that was great.
Oh, I'm going to get that arm. What would have been cool is if, like, Bucky, when Bucky died, his arm didn't go.
And Rocket was like, ah.
For like 5 seconds before Groot was like dead.
I got the arm.
Well, you know, small favors.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't show like on a bunch of other planets what was happening.
Yeah. That was a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
And the fact that like he just casually admit he's like, yeah, I took out all of Nova, so that happened.
Yeah.
Off camera.
We crossed Xandar or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
And he laid waste to Xandar so he could get the Power Stone.
Yeah. So maybe they'll introduce Nova, but maybe not.
Oh, yeah. The character.
Yeah. I can't remember his name.
Nova's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. So.
And Captain Marvel is coming.
Captain Marvel's coming. But yeah, it was a fun ride. But again, I couldn't, like, I didn't get to the end of it just like, oh, because it's comics, man. Like,
yeah.
Nothing. I wasn't surprised that it ended the way it did. I was impressed. I was like, yeah, way to go. It's fucking ballsy. I love it whenever the bad guy wins, you know, because you're like, oh, somebody's going to fix it. Nope. The end.
Yeah.
And by the way, here's your kicker. We killed Nick Fury. Fuck you. Like, That was awesome to me. It's like, Samuel Jackson, he's going to save that. Nope. Oh, fuck. Like, seriously, that was the most surprising death to me.
Yeah.
Because it's Samuel Jackson. What the shit?
I liked that they did not have a mid-scene or mid-credits scene.
Yeah. They sit through an ass load of credits.
Yeah. And they were just like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, man. So I am still without a permanent job.
No job.
I had a really good interview last week that I think is going to go somewhere.
Okay, well that's good.
And it'll be doing something that I actually enjoy. Like the job I have had for the last 12 years, like I miss it because I miss the money. But it didn't. It wasn't the most fulfilling thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not completely heartbroken, you know? I just, it's that shakeup of like, here's your nice normal life, and now, no, it's over. Ha ha! Take it from you. But I think this other thing, if it works out, I'll be a much happier person.
Yeah.
It'll be doing something far more interesting. And it's tech related, like high end tech shit. So I've got my fingers crossed on that. I hope that works out. But on the other side of things, I have been working for Shipt. Last week was my third week, which means I crossed 30 orders, which means I got the Shipt graduation pack. Once you do 30 orders, they're like, oh, you're going to be doing this for a little bit. Here's two extra shirts. You don't have to wear the same one every day. And a cooler bag. So thank you, Shipt. I also got my first unemployment check. Now, those of you who have been paying attention, I've been unemployed for 5 weeks. So if you ever hear someone complaining about how people just live off unemployment, first off, no, they don't. Because... to get that first unemployment check, which was for a whopping $240, here's what I had to do. I had to go on. I had to create a Hire account. Hire is a program that helps you find work. Like, and I will say this, they really want to help you find a job. Like, there's no slouching. Like, if you want to get an unemployment check, you have to prove that you put in 3 applications every week. That's a minimum of 3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And
yeah. Well, like, when I first moved to New Orleans, or when I first moved, I think I applied to 3 every day.
Yeah.
If not more.
But like, you have to prove that you did that every week. And you basically fill out a big long questionnaire about your education and job skills and job history, and they send you job postings, like a lot, since you're on the internet now. You know, it's equivalent to what I get from Indeed or ZipRecruiter or Dice or any of the other ones.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty good database. The algorithm that they use to match you with a job is a little fucked up. One of the first jobs, they're like, this would match you perfectly. It was for a physician at a hospital. They were looking for like someone with a doctorate in nuclear medicine. And I was like, I don't know how that matched up at all, but whatever. But I've taken it just applying for jobs that like might be fun, even though I'm in no way qualified for it. Like, it's when I saw that Community Coffee was looking for a green coffee buyer. Community Coffee, you may know, is a pretty big coffee company. It's the largest family-owned coffee company in the United States. And I was like, wow, well, what the fuck? Because you like go around and like you buy coffee for the entire company, which sells a lot of coffee. So I was like, I like coffee. I can taste coffee. So I like applied, knowing I'm not getting this job. And they sent me the most polite email, like on with the company letterhead and everything. They were like, hi, we're, you know, from recruiting, and we're currently looking for someone with different qualifications than what you have, but we appreciate you applying and encourage you to look at our career page for further opportunities. But they weren't like, dude, are you fucking, you have no experience in the commodities market. and you don't, like, we specifically asked you to have at least a Q rating when it came to coffee cupping, you know, tasting. So you had none of that. I appreciate that you like coffee. That's great. But like, it was the nicest thing. They were just like, ah, thank you so much. Like,
come on. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, wow, that's great.
Yeah. That's diplomatic of them.
Yeah. Well, that was pretty smooth. but yeah, I do think this other gig's going to work out.
That's good.
I will update you on that.
All right.
Hopefully next week. Because there's 2 gigs that, like, they both want me, but it's kind of like a timing thing. And when you think about it, like, if I was able to, like, get laid off and there was a company that was just like, oh, we have a job today. Like, the coincidence is, you know.
Yeah.
It's not Walmart. It's, you know. So finding an opening that's just pretty. Yeah. I'm not as stressed about it now because, you know, we've got things balanced. And with, like, shipped isn't enough to live on forever, but I can float with it. You know, I've got enough via savings and everything like that that I can, it'll help me fill in the gaps. So I'm not as stressed as I was a couple weeks back. I have lost about 20 pounds though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm feeling pretty good, which also helps.
Well, yeah. Well, that's good.
But yeah,
I'm glad you lost the weight and feel better.
What's
about that.
Your new job?
I am the program director for the Prime Time program for Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities. Prime Time is a program that promotes multi-generational literacy. And I just got to, like, wander into the building today. Not wander, but, like, you know, they showed me where my office is, and it's like a real office. And I was like, hey, this is cool. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Very groovy. When do you start that?
Officially after Memorial Day, but I'm coming in like a few days a week after school to excuse me, to like orient and acclimate and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, but yeah, originally they wanted me to start already, but you know, I was like, I prefer to start after the school year, and they were like, okay, so. They have a big program or a big event that's happening Thursday that I'm helping out with, so that's going to be a very long day for me. It's been a long time.
It has. Yeah. And for us, it has been an hour. It was good getting back in touch with you, James.
As well with you and talking about the Marvel Universe.
Indeed. And with that, I'm Nick Moore.
I'm James Brown.
And I'm Nick Moore, and you have been dorked.
It is true. You have been dorked.
I'll see you next week, folks.
Oh, yeah.
A Baba Umau Mau, Baba Umau Mau, baby.
I'm trying to think of what else. Yeah, I still haven't caught up on all. I've been playing Far Cry 5, which, oh, buddy, that is a fun game. It's like all the other Far Cries, except it's set in Montana, and you're killing redneck cultists.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember the picture, the promotional stuff where they got like the table laid out, and it's...
Dude, they did a... there's a short on Amazon. Like a live-action short that's like a prequel to the game.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I started watching it, and Carol's like, what is this? I'm like, oh, I'll watch it later. It's a video game short movie prequel thing. Yeah. All right, dude. I'll see you next week.
All right.
Adios.
Automapia. Thank you.